There's certain contexts, certain instances, when people say to me, wow, you almost don't have an accent. And I realize that I do have an accent that they're speaking about, and suddenly my language skills, my ability to speak, quote-unquote, without an accent, just plummets. And there's not much I can do about that. What I'm realizing about myself is that there is definitely much more to being bilingual. A simple lateral L1 dominant, L2 dominant, and balanced categorization. There is an element of being in a culture that valorizes a language that is not at your core, whether or not it is your dominant language. And that puts you in a minority in a sense that is, for some of us who grew up speaking a certain language and having mastered that language and then learned another one, sort of the core values, the core sort of emotional attachments are still there in the original language. So it's important for counselors to build that sort of a non-linguistic way of communication with their clients who are bilingual, whose dominant language, at least in terms of proficiency and especially in terms of value, is not English. It's important that they connect to the feelings, to the thoughts that may be troubling, but they do so in their original language. I always tell people that when I say the word love, well, I mean, it's a great word. I'm accessing that feeling fairly well. But when I say любовь, тогда сразу начинает дрожать голос, сердце бьется. The translation is, then my heart starts beating and my voice quivering. And by saying it in the language that happens to be at the core of my being, of my identity, however balanced and integrated I may think it is, it's a whole different experience.